Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, folks. Kyle Warren here. You're listening to an encore presentation of the program this morning right here on this great radio station.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So, I gotta tell you, the glory of the resistance, this is what we're hearing with some of these protesters in this country, everybody. People out there talking about how glorious the resistance is when in the face of the heinous violence against innocent civilians in Israel. Can somebody tell me what planet we're living on at this point? You know, shameful isn't even the word to use to describe it. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And don't forget, our toll-free telephone line is 1-877-969-8600. We're taking your telephone calls this morning as we go across your radio dial in the overnight hours all across the United States of America, broadcasting live on this Tuesday morning from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, by way of Southern California, and of course broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates out there all across the country. We're also up on the satellite on the GCN network, and if you're streaming the program this morning, we want to say welcome to you as well. And again, our toll-free telephone number is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Well, it is shameful. And as we, you know, move into this next day of the fighting and the war that has been brought to Israel, and make no mistake, everybody, this war was brought to Israel. This was a surprise attack. This was something that obviously was well coordinated. And we have some reaction, by the way, from Iran this morning that we'll tell you about. But I want to start out with this. And this is from ABC News. Biden says it's likely Americans are among the hostages taken by Hamas. We know of right now 11 Americans killed in the conflict. And I got to tell you, folks, number one, the barbecue should have been canceled. I think this is just would have been common sense to cancel the barbecue the next day after this invasion occurred, this incursion, whatever you want to call it, again, it is absolute brutal violence that was perpetrated against innocent people, women and children, the elderly. You know, we talked about this on the program 24 hours ago, and it still is absolutely wrong. Isn't it? It's absolutely raw. But for Biden to have gone on and had the barbecue for the White House staff people where you could hear the music, you know, playing, and they had a band or something, I guess. But honestly, folks, I just don't know what's happening at the White House these days. Any other president, I think, would have had the common sense to say, well, we're not going to have celebrations going on here right now because our biggest and closest ally in the Middle East, Israel, is under full attack. Now, Biden, I think, was missing in action again. I think just about everybody was missing in action over Monday. It was Columbus Day, of course, but really, does that make the biggest difference when it comes to coming out and informing the American people about things, especially when so much volatility is going on there right now. So much volatility. So Biden did say in a statement, it's heart-wrenching. These families have been torn apart by inexcusable hatred and violence. Biden said his administration is aware of other U.S. citizens are missing and that they are working with Israeli officials to learn more about their whereabouts, though he didn't elaborate on how many Americans are unaccounted for as the conflict rages. And by the way, you know, we hear about this idea, well, there needs to be a ceasefire, right? You've heard some people, well, there needs to be a ceasefire. Well, the ceasefire would never have to be called for, by the way, if this incursion, this attack never happened in the first place. So it's not as if Israel is now somehow doing something wrong, that it's overreacting, or the violence continues because Israel wants to go and stamp out Hamas. My goodness gracious me, this is the worst attack on the Jewish people in Israel since the Holocaust, the worst things that have ever been done to them. And to actually have some Holocaust survivors, we understand, you know, being dragged across the border, unconscionable, unconscionable. Well, you see, Kyle, you're all fired up about this again tonight. Well, I am. I really am. And especially, I want to play you a quick audio. This is from the UN Human Rights Council. I believe the representative of Pakistan, Ambassador Zaman Mendi. And I want you to just very briefly hear. I want you to hear what the ambassador says in this to call for this moment of silence. Let's listen in.
On behalf of the OIC member states, we express our deep concerns over the loss of innocent lives in the occupied Palestinian territory and elsewhere. Regrettably, this was a huge loss of lives, and unabated violence is a sad reminder of more than 7 decades of illegal foreign occupation, aggression, and disrespect for the international law, including UNSC resolutions. The 16 years of illegal blockade of Gaza continues to raise questions over the applicability of international law and fundamental freedoms to the innocent civilian population.
Okay, so you kind of get the drift there, right? You kind of get the drift of what's happening there. And what's so important about this, and the reason why I wanted to play for you, is because they're looking to have the moment of silence for Palestinians, right, but not for Israelis that were murdered in this attack. And so, folks, I hate to tell you, the lines are getting drawn. Not only are the protesters that we see here in this country, we had the audio of that on last night's program, and it's still going on today. We've got this, you know, terrible sort of characterization going on at the United Nations Human Rights Council. The lines are getting drawn. But you know what, folks? It's good to know when you are on the right side that says, no, this is not right to do. This incursion was a sneak attack. It was done because of hatred, and we understand. We do. And we'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren with you.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is an encore presentation.
All right, some Toto bringing us back in here this morning here on the program. And I love that song, not only because of that cool piano introduction, but that song is about holding the line, and that's exactly what we're doing here on this program as well. We're holding the line, and we're pushing the line, and we're advancing the line. But it all starts there with Toto this morning. Hold the line. All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and welcome back. Don't forget, our toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in and opine. We're going to continue to give you some updates as they come in this morning as we go through the program, because while it's 2:18 Eastern Time in America, at least on the East Coast of America, it's 11:18 out here on the West Coast right now. But in Jerusalem and Israel right now, I believe it's like 9:19 in the morning. So we are still going to continue to see some developments come in here in the overnights, and that's part of our mission here on the program as well. And that is to bring you the breaking news as it happens. Sometimes it's happening, of course, across America in the overnights, but many times it's happening somewhere else in the world, significant events that we're going to be bringing to you as you're going through your morning or your overnight, whatever it is that you're doing. So especially if you're out there, if you're driving a big rig across the country, if you're traveling right now, if you're working in the middle of the night. And by the way, you know, there's a lot of people out there. In addition, by the way, to our police officers and our EMTs and all, and our first responders out there, they're up in the middle of the night. A lot of times they might be hearing us on the radio, and we're glad that you're finding us here on the show, and we support you, of course, 100%. And so whatever you're doing, we're going to be bringing you up to date on what's happening across the country and across the world. And in just a moment, we'll get to some other news as well. There's a pretty big political development in terms of the presidential election that happened on Monday. We're going to tell you about that. And not just because it changes the calculus now. Changes the calculus for what's going to be happening in the presidential election. Even at this time, even here in October 2023, this is going to influence, there's no doubt about it, because of its significance, the foreign policy aspect of the upcoming presidential election and who might be a candidate and who might not be a candidate after a while. It depends on how people view their candidate strengths. All right, let's go right to the telephone lines. We've got James in Clearwater. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Kyle. I'd like to point out that people want to really be careful about these protests that are going on around here and whether or not they're actually staged, astroturfed as it were, or homegrown. And the reason I bring this up, if you remember back when the towers fell and the one image that kept going around over and over again, there was this car pulled up. I mean, about five people got out. There was a big woman with big glasses doing the old trill, and there was, you know, dancing around, whatever else. But I saw the raw feed that came in from that. There was a gentleman standing off to the side, looking at the camera, looking at the car, and he waved his hand, you know, chop to waiting the car to stop. Then they got out, and they did all this thing. And what you do if you're a cameraman, you get a different angle, make it look like there's more people than there are. You just keep cutting back and forth. And there was actually, the sun was behind the camera. You could see the silhouette in the shadow of the camera. This is big, honking HD. It's not a cell phone that's doing this, okay? It's totally staged. And then if you look across the street, there's this guy leaning against the wall. Looked like some of a Western a set from back in the day. He's sitting there with his arms crossed, looking at it, going, what the heck's going on? Mm-hmm. That wasn't a major protest at all. And the same thing happened when they spent $50,000 with this video, and they broadcast it all over Pakistan about this Muhammad movie that was supposedly reason for things going on in Egypt or whatever else when the arms are being shipped up to Syria. So you just be careful. Don't take everything you think that, oh, this is really happening. There's a lot of money going around, a lot of people trying to influence public opinion.
Oh, and, certainly. Just you're
on
right.
Top of it.
No, I appreciate that very much, James. And the other thing, too, is a lot of these protests and the ones primarily, for example, that we saw in Times Square and so forth, they seem to have gotten there pretty quick. And they seem to have had a lot of information about what was happening. And they seem to have sort of been Johnny on the spot. It didn't seem too organic overall. So you got to wonder, you know, if there's any contacts, let's just put it this way, in this country that might have had some kind of advanced word that, hey, guess what? It's happening, and get out there, and you're going to be able to have some celebration on the streets.
So along that contact business, I'm just wondering, I really hate to even consider the thought that somebody in our State Department or in our defense industry did kind of know, but you had such a anti-Semitic person at the top here that things were just allowed to happen.
You know, and I agree with you. I don't even want to go there. But the problem is that unfortunately you do have some people that have such, you know, deep-seated hatreds, it would seem. And also because a lot of this doesn't make sense. How is this possible that this was missed completely? You know, I really like to know how this just got by everybody without any kind of real warning. We understand the Egyptians might have tried to warn Netanyahu several days ago. That's just a particular, almost apocryphal headline I heard earlier today. We don't know if that's really true or not, but if it was, maybe they thought, well, the conditions aren't right for this kind of thing, so they may have discarded it. But overall, how did our intelligence make such a huge failure? It's hard to stomach, isn't it?
Yeah, it just comes down to the two words, surprised or suppressed, and it's God knows, and the truth will come out eventually. And it doesn't make sense, okay? And that's the doesn't pass the smell test for some reason. These guys are just too good at what they do.
No kidding. Exactly. I mean, they could tell you what these terrorist leaders ate for breakfast, probably, and they don't know that there's going to be a massive attack. Yeah, you're right. And so I think there's got to be more information about this. I'm sure there'll be some kind of investigations, perhaps. But nevertheless, I mean, this is the world now. This is what we're dealing with. And I'm worried about people that might want to do some kind of copycat thing, or they think that now this is the signal and this kind of thing. Just like we learned at 9/11, you had certain terrorist attacks that happened and sort of led up to that. Again, another major failure.
Yeah. Well, it's, the game plan is obvious. They started, you know, years ago, and whether it was balloons or rockets or whatever, testing the Iron Dome, and they just they can send up just dummy with nothing in it at all, and you know, for a few dollars, and have a very expensive interceptor try to take it down, and you know who's going to win that in the long run.
Well, of course, yeah. The idea is to overwhelm the system. Every military campaign can boil down to that to some degree or another, but when it comes to missiles and missiles defense, that's right. You make them launch all their missile defense, and they're out, and then the real ones come over. It's very sad, and it's just a grisly way of conducting war, and it's just people are looking at this in shock, but I think they're going beyond shock now. They're getting into anger and want to stop this.
Well, they're not on their knees, and they're wasting their time. Keep up the good work there, pal. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, James. James in Clearwater, everybody. We appreciate the telephone call very much. And if you'd like to call in as well, 1-877-969-8600. And again, my name's Kyle Warren. And we're going to be talking here throughout the morning. 2 to 6 a.m. is our program time, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern. And some of the stations pick us up for the whole time. Some of pick up for a couple hours here or maybe an hour there. So you may be hearing us in different parts of the country, especially as you're trucking across the country, if you're driving a big rig, for example. And by the way, if you have a station in your area that you want them to carry this program, we'll be sure to call them up and tell them you'd like to hear the show. So we can make that happen. We can make that arranged. All right. So once again, folks, we're continuing across the overnight hours. When we come back from the break, we're definitely going to be telling you about Secretary of State Anthony Blinken evidently took down his social media on Sunday. Talking about, and what did I mention in the first segment with the ceasefire? People are like, well, there needs to be a ceasefire. Well, it looks like that might have been one of the tweets that actually talked about that. We've also got some other great audio clips to play for you this hour, and we'll be heading as well up towards the top of the hour with our first Trucker Highway and Byway report of the evening, of the morning, depending on your time zone. And we've got a great song to start off with this morning, so you definitely want to hang around for that. Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. That's the number.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. Iran will not get its prisoner swap assets for now.
The U.S. has announced the freezing of $6 billion in Iranian assets released in a prisoner swap. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv.
None of the funds that have now gone to Qatar have actually been spent or accessed in any way.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Hamas is ISIS, and just as ISIS was crushed, so too will Hamas be crushed. And Hamas should be treated exactly the way ISIS was treated. They should be spit out from the community of nations.
Negotiations between Hollywood studios and the Actors Union have been halted after talks fell apart on Wednesday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, representing the studios, stated that the two parties remain too distant in their positions. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is an Encore presentation.
Oh, yeah. Are coming back, folks, and I love this bumper track right here too. I love it because what does it say? It's that's turning you loose, right? So definitely we are turning loose here across the airwaves all across America in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren with you, glad to be with you. Of course, telephone number once again, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Call on in if you'd like to opine here on the program this morning. And this portion of the program is being brought to you by Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot, and we appreciate them very much, of course. And you can head on over to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you can try out their $19.95 3-week quick start. Now, why should you use Relief Factor? Why should you take it? Well, in a nutshell, because it works. And a lot of people face the same kinds of problems with the inflammation and the pain and the swelling, this kind of stuff. Well, Relief Factor is designed to control these very things, and it does so by the ingredients in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, lycarin, and omega-3, which helps support the body's natural response to inflammation. So it also has no drugs in it, by the way. So check it out today, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the $19.95 3-week quick start, because all you have to lose is pain. So, all right, so we mentioned before the break that we had this Antony Blinken story to tell you about. This from Fox News. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken took to social media on Sunday regarding Hamas's deadly strikes on Israel, but one post was taken down following some online backlash. The quote is, Turkish Foreign Minister and I spoke further on Hamas's terrorist attacks on Israel. I encouraged Turkey's advocacy for a ceasefire and the release of all hostages held by Hamas immediately, read Blinken's post on X, which is Twitter, basically, according to the New York Post. Pandemonium broke out over the internet while the post was up. The Biden administration is showing its true colors. Once Israel indicated it was going on the offense in Gaza, Blinken encourages a ceasefire. Representative Mike Waltz, Republican from Florida, by the way, tweeted in response with a screenshot of the now deleted post. Anyone demanding Israel not, quote, escalate or calling for a, quote, ceasefire is either out of touch with this unfortunate reality or sympathizes with Hamas. Now, those are strong words coming from Senator Marco Rubio from Florida as well. Check this out. It seems that U.S. Secretary of State Blinken deleted yesterday's tweet where he encouraged Hamas supporting Turkey arranging a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. Are there any actual adults in charge in Foggy Bottom? This was from retired U.S. diplomat Alberto Miguel Fernandez. He tweeted out, I'm so glad that Mr. Fernandez mentioned the idea of Hamas supporting Turkey, because this was also in the news as we've been going through this whole thing, you know, that there could, and by the way, aren't they supposed to be one of the NATO people and so forth, and doesn't that really sort of rub the wrong way when you have one of these countries that says, okay, well, we're kind of really on the Palestinian, quote unquote, the Palestinian side. So as I was talking about earlier, these sides are being chosen up to a great degree. And when you've got Iran, and you've got China, and you've got Russia, and you've got this sort of, and North Korea, right? So it's an unholy trinity, but it's also an unholy alliance, I guess you could call it, with these different countries that don't really have a big problem with the stability of the world kind of being thrown out the window. Right? Because they know that, they know ultimately, you know, and if you've been hearing other coverage and so forth about this throughout the time here, you've heard the two terms, the big Satan and the little Satan. Well, they look at the terrorist groups, look at Israel as the, quote, little Satan. They look at America as the big Satan and so forth. But all in all, they're looking to have the United States not just fall in the traditional sense, but be so completely sidelined that they can kind of do whatever they want, right? In the world, they can carve it up there wherever they want, and they can get rid of anybody who they don't like because of their ethnicity. And this is disgusting. It's horrible to see. The year is 2023, right? The year is not 1933, right? And this is a really just obscene sort of thing that we see happening as a result of all of this. So, by the way, I mentioned Iran. So now, this from the Jerusalem Post, by the way. Iran calls for emergency OIC meeting as Israel battles Hamas. Iran has called for an emergency meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation as fighting between Hamas and Israeli forces raged following a weekend assault in Israel, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson said on Monday. Tehran, this is a direct quote evidently, Tehran has called for an emergency meeting of the OIC to discuss regional developments. What? I'm not laughing because it's funny or I think this is humorous in any way, but these regional developments, you know, we got to go talk about this a little bit, right? And because, you know, we're all fine over here in Tehran. We're just having a wonderful time. Iran said, here we go, folks, talk about not being humorous. This is maybe the funniest thing we've heard all day. Iran said it was, quote, it was not involved in the attacks in which 700 Israelis were killed. That was at the time of this writing. It's more now, obviously. Were killed and dozens were more were abducted by the Islamic group Hamas. More than 400 Palestinians had also been killed by that point. Let's see. Now, again, U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said there was no evidence that Iran was behind the latest attacks on Israel, but there said there are longstanding ties between Tehran and Hamas. Well, you don't say. So, again, you know, I bring this out because just to show, again, the absurdity of this kind of thing. The Wall Street Journal, of course, I think that's an explosive report that we heard about and talked about on the program yesterday. But certainly drilling down on that is going to be incredibly revealing, I think. And everybody knows, though, you know, this is common in the intelligence community and in the analyst community, from what I understand, and that is, you know, Hamas would never have made this move without even just the okay, really, from Tehran, from the Iranian regime. And so to think that they helped to plan it, that's not out of the realm of possibility. In fact, it's much more expected than it would not be expected. So, of course, Iran's going to say, who, what, me, what, us, what are you talking about? All we want to do is build a nuclear bomb, basically, or a nuclear program, so that we can make toast, because we really like toast. And I don't buy it. I just don't. And I don't think you do either. I don't think you do either. Here's a quick update as we're looking here, coming across the wire. The Israeli military says about 1,500 bodies of Hamas militants were found in Israel as the border is secured. We understand that they have gotten control of that border with Gaza. Let's see here. We understand that Israel says a deputy commander was killed in the clashes on the border with Lebanon. Now, we understand, and we're going to get more details about this, but we understand that there was something that started occurring up on the northern border of Israel. So that goes into the mix here of opening up a second front in this, or a northern front. And you know, Israel obviously is going to take some very, very big steps in going against Hamas and Hezbollah and anybody else who wants to get in on this whole thing. But right now, of course, we're sort of in limbo, and I hate to say it like that, but it just seems like we're in limbo of what the U.S. administration is really going to be able to do. I just don't think they have a great a place of credibility to come from on this, unless there are some sweeping changes in policy and unless there are some sweeping changes in attitude. Because what does it look like? It looks like, well, our soft on Iran policies, trying to get them back into the nuclear deal, and don't forget the $6 billion. The $6 billion that is part of this, that none of this, you know, contributed to Hamas and Iran and these other terror groups all saying, hey, we think we could probably pull this off now. And this has nothing to do. And this is, again, and I appreciate what James in Clearwater was talking about. I just can't imagine anybody who would say, rah, rah, rah. Look what you went and did. You went into the country and you killed all these people and you did all this mayhem, you know, somehow, and this is all justified. Oh, yeah, it's all justifiable. No, it's not. It's not justifiable. Not in the least tiny little bit. And that's what we're talking about here. Of course, we've got so much more to talk about. A lot more news happening. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number to call in. When we come back, we'll do our first Trucker Highway and Byway Report of the night and a great song. Stay right there.
You're listening to an encore.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
This is an encore presentation.
All right. Keep it coming, love. This is KC and the Sunshine Band. I love it. That's bringing us back in, folks, here to segment number four, here in hour number one of the program. And we couldn't be happier that you're joining us this morning. We're going to get into our first Trucker Highway and Byway report of the morning. And this is our privilege. It's our sacred duty. It's our honor to make sure that our truckers and our travelers out there, and if you're working right now on the third watch out there, we want to help sort of wake you up and make sure you got your blood pumping, make sure that you're ready to go and do whatever it is that you need to be doing here in the overnight hours. And that's our privilege. All right. And then we're going to tell you about all the weather all across the lower 48. Well, I tell you what, we're going to get this started here. As I said, we got a great song to get started with this morning, and you're going to get a hint, you get a guess You get one guess. It's a very distinctive drum intro. You get a guess. So here, let's do it. Let's go. Say one, two, three. Well, this is just, you know, amazing. This is a live version, of course, of Give Me All Your Lovin', ZZ Top. And, you know, sometimes I like to ask people, okay, how many musicians are up on that stage right now? And I know you don't have the visual on that, but there are just three. There are three musicians up there, right? ZZ Top and, of course, the late, great Dusty Hill, who left us in 2021. An amazing bass player in his own right, absolutely. And, of course, Billy Gibbons there on the lead guitar and vocals. But that's three. It's three guys, right? It's three guys making this sound. It's not, there's no overdubs. It's not a bunch of tracks playing along with it. There's nothing else happening, but three guys are making this music. So sometimes it's just that cool, that simple, but that full. And so anyway, that's one of the reasons why I really, really like that version as well. All right. Well, folks, this is time for the Trucker Highway and Byway Report all across the country. And we're taking a look, of course. We're seeing a lot of rain coming off of the West Pacific Northwest coast. This is up near Seattle and Portland. We'll take a quick look here at the forecast for Seattle. We were looking at showers on Monday, of course, and it looks like that's also still in the forecast. Maybe 52 degrees and some light rain showers on Tuesday. Looks like you got a high of 59. Rain showers Wednesday, same story, and that's what's happening there. Let's take a quick look at what's happening over down in Portland, because again, all this stuff is coming in off shore. That's what we're seeing on the radar. But you got 53 degrees. You've got heavy rain forecast for Portland, Oregon. You've got pretty much the same thing on Tuesdays and Tuesday and Wednesday, I should say. So just be careful out there, especially if you're heading in that area. Okay, so now temperatures. It's starting to get cold again, obviously, as we move into the fall. And we've got a freeze watch going on right now. This is up in Reno, Nevada. And if you're heading out I-80, heading up towards Winnemecca, you got a freeze watch going on there. Sub-freezing temperatures as low as 29 degrees are possible. And, of course, on the other side of the California border, the Nevada-California border there, if you're going to be going over the pass in there, over Donner Pass, you're definitely going to, it might be cold, but we're not seeing any rain or precipitation there right now. But cold is cold, and if there is any kind of weather, that will turn to snow, but we're not seeing it on the radar right now. We do have a winter weather advisory for our friends up in Big Sky Country in Montana. This is just south of Bozeman. Winter weather advisory going on there. Snow expected above 7,000 feet. Total snow accumulations up to 4 inches between 7,000 and 8,000 feet. So do be aware of that. So that's going to be just south, basically, of I-90 near Bozeman. Looks like our friends over in Missoula should be doing fine, but we don't see any kind of weather related warnings going on over there. But down in Wyoming, we also continue to see this is going to be a fire weather watch. It's coming up on I-80. This is coming out of Cheyenne up Elk Mountain as you head up towards Rollins. Looks like we've got gusty winds there, low humidity as well, gusts up to 30 miles per hour. So this time of year, we do see a lot of gusty wind warnings, especially around the Cheyenne area. So just be aware of that. Looks like we've also got, this is going to be in western Wyoming near Cody. So let's see here. Also, accumulations of more than 6 inches of snow look increasingly possible in that area. Let's see. Initially, it looks like in the Teton Range. If you've ever seen the Grand Teton Mountains, they are just absolutely wonderful. We were able to do that once on a family vacation. And yes, it was a road trip, and it was a long way, but we enjoyed it very much. Let's see here. Freeze warning. Now, this head heading up north. Our friends in Minnesota, and of course, GCN Networks is up there in Minnesota. And so you guys got a freeze warning happening in northern Minnesota. Sub-freezing temperatures as low as 29 degrees also expected. Turns into a frost advisory down in St. Paul and south of there and down into Iowa. And then also it's going to cut across through the northern part of Illinois, also through Indiana and over towards Columbus, Ohio. You have that going on there as well. Then down in Kentucky, this is going to be east of Evansville and over towards, almost to Welch, it looks like, there. That's going to be... Now, that might be on the West Virginia side right there, but over towards Hazard, at least, you've definitely got locally dense river valley fog overnight and patchy frost possible in the coldest locations late throughout the night, so be aware of that. We do have a gale watch. This is going to be on the Gulf of Mexico. It's going to follow from a little east of Beaumont, Texas, that zone. Galveston is going to be well east of Galveston. But head on over towards, Apalachicola. You got the gale watch going on there and the Florida Panhandle. So do be aware of that. Now, I think the good news is going to be in terms of our precipitation, other than what we're telling you about for Seattle and Portland, we've got some precipitation that's down near south of Twin Falls, just a little north of Boise, Idaho right now. But other than that, we're not seeing anything else really going gangbusters across the U.S. So that's looking good, and hopefully you've got some quiet ability here to travel across the U.S. this morning, especially if you're driving a big rig. So, folks, don't forget Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. You can check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And during the month of October, you can earn up to 5 points per gallon. That's right. Don't miss out on this chance to earn 5 points per gallon and score tons of free stuff when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app and unlock the biggest rewards after just eight fills. So definitely check them out, pilotflyingj.com. That's the website. You want to download that My Rewards Plus app, because in addition to this October promotion that they have going on, you're going to save money, you're going to earn points on other stuff, and you're going to save time, and that's really, really important. They've got the remote fueling, mobile fueling as they call it. They got touchless payment as part of this great app. You can access the different amenities, reserve parking spaces, find out about all the other things, and also, of course, they got the great supplies, they got the food, and they got your fuel. So Pilot Flying J Travel Center is the largest operator of travel centers across the United States of America, and there is a reason for that. And folks, stay tuned. You got your local news coming up. If you're leaving us right now, have a great day, but we hope to see you right back here after the top of the hour. 1-877-969-8600.
Third Watch.
You're listening to an on.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.